Building on Foundations for Eternal Life. Chapter 8, Don't Be Deceived. Galatians 6:7, W.E.B. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. End of verse. We have just discussed that we can all be deceived. No one is immune from the possibility of being deceived. Being deceived about something is almost always a bad thing. Exceptions may include things like surprise parties thrown for someone who may be temporarily deceived about the event in order to make it a surprise. However, for most kinds of deceptions, if we find out that we have been deceived, then we regret the consequences of that deception and wish we had not been deceived. Spiritual deception can have especially severe consequences. Consider Jesus' words regarding some people who apparently think they are his followers, but who are apparently deceived about that. Matthew 7, 21-23, W.E.B. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will tell me in that day, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name, in your name cast out demons, and in your name do many mighty works? Then I will tell them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work iniquity. End of verses. Scripture repeatedly encourages us to not be deceived. Scripture appears to be written from a perspective that presumes that we each have some level of control regarding whether or not we are deceived. Scripture often communicates how to not be deceived. Scripture does this by pointing out some important areas of truth and knowledge that people are commonly deceived about. Let's look at some verses that directly warn us to not be deceived about something. As you read them, consider whether or not you have been deceived or may presently be deceived regarding the subject of each verse. 1 Corinthians 6:9, W.E.B. Or don't you know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't be deceived. 1 Corinthians 15:33, ESV. Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. Galatians 6:7, W.E.B. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Ephesians 5, 5-6, W.E.B. Know this for sure, that no sexually immoral person, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes on the children of disobedience. James 1, 16-17, ESV. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. 1 John 3, 7-8, ESV. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous, as he is righteous. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. End of verses. Note that all of these verses have to do with right versus wrong or good versus evil. That seems to be at the heart of Scripture when it comes to deception. Know what is good, choose it, do it. Know what is bad, reject it, don't do it. Don't be deceived. For further reflection, have you been deceived about something that is evil?